welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Saturday on Christmas Eve, we continued our series called Uncommon Crown, where we're talking about how Jesus came to establish his kingdom in our heart. He wasn't a typical king. He didn't try to, take over a people and become their king. He actually came that he would have a people unto his own, that they would hold in their very heart his kingship. This past Saturday, we read this passage, a typical Christmas Eve passage from Luke chapter 2, talking about how the angel came to the shepherds. Here's what it says in Luke 2, verse 8. It says, "In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" It's a pretty amazing passage, but I want you to think about the context. Shepherds were the lowest on the social totem pole in Israel. They were the least skilled, if you will, and anyone could be a shepherd. You go out there, you watch your sheep, you make sure they get the grass, you make sure they stay out of trouble. At night, they would be in a pen, you would sleep in front of the pen and make sure nothing gets in there to get your sheep. Imagine these shepherds just out this, the little village of Bethlehem. There's a small town there, right? There's not a lot of light coming from it. You would be out in the fields. It would be very dark. You might have a small campfire. You might have an oil lamp, or you might have a candle or something like that. And then out of nowhere, an angel shows up and the glory of the Lord is showing and brightly around them. They were afraid because they had never seen anything like this. It would have startled them. And the first thing the angel says is, "Fear not." I mean, can you imagine? And then he shares the message, "For unto you in the city of David, a Savior is come, born into the world, the Christ the Lord." Now, every good Jewish boy and girl would have heard the message from their Old Testament scriptures about how one day a Messiah would come. And here the message is coming from an angel to the shepherds. This is really outstanding and just amazing that this is happening. But I want you to think about this. Why would God go to the shepherds? I mean, it really doesn't make sense. If you want to get the word out about a Messiah coming into the world, if you're going to bring your firstborn son into the world, why not go to maybe the chief priest or maybe the Pharisees or the scribes or even the synagogue workers, somebody of some importance in Israel who can get the word out? In fact, if you really want to get the word out, why don't you go past that? Go to King Herod. We talked about him last week. Let him know what's happening, or maybe Pontius Pilate, or why not just go straight to Caesar Augustus himself? Just go to the lead guy in the entire kingdom. And yet God doesn't do that. He chooses to go to shepherds. He shares the message with them first. This is really outstanding and fantastic all at the same time. It's so unusual that God would choose shepherds to send an angel of the Lord to them to give them this message. But it says something about God. God does things in the most unlikely way. He shares in ways that you and I wouldn't. What concerns him and what concerns us are usually different. We would want to get the word out and find the person who's going to get the most publicity for us. And yet God cares about the shepherd out in the field. He shares with them. And it really reminds us that there's no one that's too far from God. We tend to look at people a certain way and we think, well, that's a person of importance, or that's someone who needs God. That person over there, they're not as important. They don't, they would never come to God. And we kind of, in our mind, we create these little classes in our head and decide socially, whether someone's valuable or not. That's just not God at all. And I think there's also times when we think that about ourselves, that maybe I'm too far from God. Well, I think Christmas is a reminder that that's just not who God is. That he went to the shepherds because he valued shepherds. He had a message for them and he had a purpose for their life. And that's the way God is with all of us. He has a purpose for us, and we embrace his message that there's a Christ, a Messiah. He was born in Bethlehem. Lord, help us to always cherish you as the Messiah and the King and the Savior of our life, God. I pray that your kingship would be in our hearts. Lord, help us to remember that no one is too far. No one is unvaluable in the kingdom. God, help us to live that out as we love others the way that you love us. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second and let that just ring around in your mind for a second and talk to God before you move on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.